Harper and Harper Audio present How to Free a Leviathan by Meg Canistra. Performed by Lily Ricciardi. For Fester, the sweetest cat, and my own Sinistro. May he enjoy playing among the stars. 1. Movies make jet-setting around the world look so glamorous. In some ways, it is. Beautiful hotel rooms, cool new cities to explore, and delicious different kinds of food to try. But when you're traveling with your best friend, who also happens to be an opinionated and fussy cat, sometimes things can be a little messy.
"You know I get car sick," Sinistro says, his huge, fluffy black tail swishing back and forth as he watches me clean the pink, sludgy vomit out of his cat carrier.
"I'd clean up after myself if I had thumbs."
"No, you wouldn't," I say with a laugh, breathing through my mouth to avoid getting a whiff of puked-up airplane salmon. "Being a magical vet, I deal with gross things all the time, so throw up doesn't bother me too much. Still, the smell is pretty nasty."
"You love being pampered, especially by me."
Sinistro licks his paw and smooths out his majestic mane.
"What can I say? I've gotten comfortable being your familiar."
"You're a piece of work."
"But a handsome one."
I kiss Sinistro on the head and smile.
"You're very handsome."
I clean the carrier's interior with a non-toxic disinfecting wipe and get up, tossing the wipe in the trash can outside the hotel lobby before heading back in and rubbing sanitizer all over my hands. Sinistro hops back into his leopard print carrier and lies down, just as Mrs. Calamineri returns from the front desk.
"Feeling better now?" she asks, as she leans down to scritch Sinistro's head.
"Much better. He always feels more comfortable after puking." Mrs. Calamineri laughs and hands me a room key.
"As usual, your room's right next to mine. Have you checked in with your parents to let them know we got to Mar del Plata safely?"
I nod. When Mrs. Calamineri and I told Mama and Papa about what happened with the unicorn and Joe about a month ago, they were terrified. When we kept going, telling them about CNC Medicinal's plan to decimate the magical creature and plant population, they were angry. And then, when we told them our plan for me to accompany Mrs. Calamineri while she went on her world tour so we could meet with other magical vets and warn them about what's going on, they were proud and gave me 100% of their support. Even Rocco was impressed, which how could he not be? But having their encouragement, especially Papa's and Rocco's, after feeling like a disappointment to them, meant everything to me. We walk through the lobby to the elevators, and Mrs. Calamineri says,
"While you're at the sanctuary this afternoon, I'll be doing a few interviews. But our driver, Emma, will pick up you and Sinistro when you're finished, so you can come back here to rest before dinner."
Madonna mia! Another busy couple of weeks. I like the fast-paced speed of touring, but it's still exhausting.
"We're going to sleep like logs tonight."
The elevator dings and we step inside with our luggage.
"How did you find this sanctuary again?"
Mrs. Calamineri asks as we zoom up, up, up to the top floor. "They found me, actually. I was invited to the conference they're hosting. A few weeks ago, when Mrs. Calamineri and I were in Mexico City on the first stop of her tour, I got an invitation from Dr. Dolores Messi, founder of Santuario de Animales Helping Hands, a sanctuary that rehabilitates and cares for magical creatures. She asked me to attend the first annual Convención de Criaturas Mágicas, a magical creature conference happening in Mar del Plata. All magical vets are invited to spend the weekend learning in seminars and getting to know each other. The sanctuary even has a huge opening night event planned where they're going to show off the leviathan they've been tracking for years, which is a big deal since leviathans are incredibly rare magical creatures. Not only do I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?